So I'm Bob. I'm a compulsive eater. Very grateful to be with you. I've been abstinent for 19 years. By the grace of my higher power, I've given away and maintaining 120 pound weight loss. I do have a picture of me, not electronically, but you can see me at my top weight, of about 300 pounds. Really stopped weighing myself at that point. And I say I'm a compulsive eater instead of just a compulsive overeater or an undereater. I'm both. So I definitely am an overeater. I am definitely a restrictor. I'm also an exercise bulimic. And now I'm a runner. So it's very interesting to be an exercise bulimic and also now be a runner, and to have accountability. And I use a nutritionist to help me with that, as well as my sponsor. So all things are possible with program. It really is. It's amazing. So going back to my early days, even when I was a child, I could, when I'm thinking back about what my compulsive behaviors were, I had those tendencies from way, way early on. Thinking about my childhood also, I'm the youngest of seven. And our family was not well off. And I talked to my mom, recently before she passed and said, "Hey, just kind of want to talk about this." And she said, you know, cause I used to blame my mom for making too much food and me eating too much, you know? What we talked about was, she said, you know, Bob, when we were, when she was growing up, she was poor, and food really, you know, they didn't have much. So to her, as she got older, and had money from working and money was no longer a problem, food was wealth to her. So she wanted to provide for her family what she didn't have. So that's why, you know, from an Italian family, that's why food was plentiful and always was. And I really got a different aspect of that as to why I was so grateful to have that conversation, to understand that about my past. But I always had a different relationship than my other brothers and sisters. You know, I would certainly eat to excess. I also had different coping mechanisms than my brothers and sisters. So I know that, you know, I definitely treated food differently. You know, I went to food because of the shame that I had. I'm definitely a person who compares myself to others, and I've struggled with that over the years. I'm grateful that today I can accept, you know, who I am for who I am and others as for who they are. And I'm working toward, you know, making progress there. And that helps me a lot, because when I definitely had the shame blame going on, and I would shame myself for my body image. And that's something that I've struggled with over the years as well. Even when I am now a normal body size, I can always find something to critique myself about. And these things set myself up for eating, you know, for looking for an escape. I'm so grateful I don't have that today. And I know I have other things to do that I can do to help myself through those situations, through those feelings. Feelings are so powerful. Oh my gosh. And this is really, truly a mental disease that I have, you know, spiritually, definitely, physically, definitely, but the mental can be so powerful, and can trip me up, you know, and it's mostly inside my own head. You know, I gave so much worth to what other people, what I believed other people were thinking about me, not necessarily saying anything. And I have no idea what they're truly thinking, but I would put words in their head and I would believe, you know, what I thought they were saying. And I would put worth in that. You know, it's amazing, you know, that I did that, but that's truly who I was. And I was being a people pleaser. I certainly wanted that validation from other people. And I, even now I need to watch that and make sure that my validation comes from my higher power, not from other people. And that's something I definitely look for today in how I live my life. So, I mean, I had a lot of eating behaviors that I try to look for now as well, like eating quickly, eating while standing up, eating standing at night, eating at night, I'm sorry, eating in the car, you know, watching fast food and convenience stores. What's my purpose? Why am I here? I look for a lot of those things now. So my path toward the rooms really got to where I was gaining weight, losing weight so many times, and the stress eating really got to me as I started my career and had our first two children. So that was in the late 90s, and I ballooned up to 300 pounds. I'd heard other people share this as well, and I'll share it, is that I could not diet anymore. I got to the point where I didn't want to diet anymore. It was like, screw it. And it really got to the point where I was just settling into depression, believing that I was going to be that 300-pound person for the rest of my life. I mean, I could diet like a champion for 6 months and lose 65 pounds. But I gotten to the point where I didn't want to do that anymore. And I was just tired of it. Even though I knew how to eat, I had been a nutritionist. I had learned how to eat. I just didn't have program and the 12 steps behind it. So I was going to go back to the food eventually because that's all that I knew. That was the comfort that I had. And I was trying to fill that void, you know, with food inside of me, when really what I ended up learning when I got into the rooms, it was peace that I really wanted. I wanted that peace. So my path into program was a friend of mine saw how I was and saw how I was like grabbing my fat and, you know, and just uncomfortable with myself. And she said, are you okay? I was like, no, I really was able to be vulnerable, which I'm learning to be more now. You know, I was very guarded. You know, when you share too much, you get burned, you know, you made fun of by other people, or they use that against you and stab you in the back. Yeah. That happened to me often, as a child and as I grew up. So when I got in the rooms, it was like, you know, it's hard to trust, right? It's just one of the things that I had to get over and to be vulnerable and open myself up. And now I can do that very freely. But I had a hard time with that. But this person I confided in and I trusted, and, she planted the seed. You know, she told me about OA, she had been in AA herself, and I was grateful for that. And it only took me 3 years after that moment to find the rooms. 3 years, right? So I plant the seed regularly now, and that's what I do. Because you never know what you say. You know, you might plant the seed and it may take 3 years, you know, but look where I am now. I'm so grateful for her. And I went back to her and I said, hey, you know what? Thank you for that. And she's like, I don't even remember that conversation. Well, I do. And it meant a lot to me. So I definitely am a researcher. I'm not the type to share, like I said. So I kind of, you know, went to the OA.org website, learned all about OA, took the 15-question test and passed it with flying colors. And then I finally said, I had a binge on a Sunday with my buddies. And I woke up on Monday morning and I was just so, so upset. And I talked to my wife. I was married at the time. God bless her. She had been with me for 30 years this year, and we have a wonderful marriage, and she's so supportive. And she was with me before and during and after, you know, my weight loss and through program. I have to laugh is that, you know, I became a different person. The steps have changed me, right? And she had to like learn who I was again, you know. And I used to have a mask certainly before OA, whereas like I was the Bob to certain people, meaning that I was, however they, the chameleon, whatever you wanted me to be, I would be, you know. There was a work Bob face. There was a friend Bob face, you know, that I had all these faces. I learned in OA that I can just be me. So that was just such freedom to just, I want to be a genuine Bob. I want to be that person 24/7, and program gave me that. So I was so grateful for that. Like I didn't have to like feel like I was had to please others that much that I would change who I was by wearing a certain mask. So I got into program. It was difficult for me, I'll be very honest, to walk into a room where there were 20 other women, one other guy. He was a newcomer. And I'm listening to these women. I have a hard time, you know, meeting women and sharing openly with them. And here I am in a room where it was all women. So I listened, but I listened. And that's something I'm so grateful for. I was really open to what I was hearing. And by the end of the meeting, I had tears in my eyes. You know, I couldn't share with anybody about that. And I was deathly afraid to do that. But I had broken the ice. And again, it takes me a little bit of time, you know, to do things. I had one more huge binge. All I was doing was going to meetings, and I had gotten the books, but I had not really done anything and had got sponsor. And, you know, but I was going to meetings and I was following a food plan that I had followed before, but that is not enough. So I had a really huge sugar binge. And when I had it, I was in a room of 300 people, and most of the people were good, you know, either friends or acquaintances. And when I had that big sugar binge, I wanted to not only not be in that room, not be anywhere near these people, I wanted to be back home, curled up in my bed in a fetal position, you know, not in my home where I live now, but in my childhood home. It really threw me. And I really felt like a drug addict, because I was. Sugar was my drug of choice. And that made me feel, I felt the pulsating through my veins. And I had to realize how powerful this drug was to me. And it really did. And it was probably the best and the worst thing that ever happened to me, because I never went back. I never went back to that as far as, you know, that type of binging. So grateful for that. But what was I going to do next? So I went back to that meeting. I asked for help. A person brought me to where there were men who were sponsors, happened to be something called intergroup, right? So I was like, okay, now I learned what intergroup is and what service is, and boom, now I'm a service junkie, right? Which is great. And I love to do service because of that. And so I found my sponsor there, and my sponsor had me start and work in the steps. He was what was called a HOW sponsor at the time. And I learned what HOW was, and I learned to weigh and measure my food and stay away from sugar and flour. And I still do that to this day. And I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful that we have all different types of way of working the steps and doing and food plans. And I love the flexibility of OA. Sometimes I needed structure when I first came in, and HOW actually helped me with that. And I was grateful for that one, for when I first came in the program. But I started working the steps, and what a revelation it was to go through the steps, to admit that I was powerless over food, to surrender to a higher power, to say that my life was unmanageable, not just my eating, and to say that over and over every single day, 19 years later, has been such a blessing to me, to know that that I can just turn things over, and to not believe that, you know, I have the solution to all the problems in the world, which that's what I came into OA believing, like I had to, that was my responsibility. And, I liked just what I read yesterday. It was either in Voice of Recovery for today. It was like the blessing of to be able to say, I don't know, you know, instead of trying to make things up and just saying that I have to know, you know, I need to be that person that is in the know, and to just say, you know what, I don't know, and to be able to listen to other people and not just listen and look at them, because I would be looking at them and thinking about other things, you know, I wasn't really present, but to be present with someone and to really listen and to not necessarily have to give advice. That is a blessing, because that's not who I was. I was like, okay, I need to be a know-it-all and I need to fix things. And you know what? I did not fix my disease, nor will I ever fix my disease or my weight problem. It's not just a weight problem. I have a spiritual malady that only the spiritual solution would fix. So I'm so grateful that, you know, OA.
Five more minutes.
Thank you, John. So I'm so grateful for that gift that OA has given me. So about the change, how did I change? Well, first I had to find a higher power that worked for me. You know, I came in a religious person and now I'm a very spiritual person. And I found a God that I have that, you know, horizontal relationship as well as a physical relationship. I know I have a higher power. I know he's higher than me. But I also know that he's there for me, and we have that horizontal relationship as far as I can call him friend. You know, I have a higher power who's a friend, and I want to talk to, I want to share my life with, I want to do his will. So what a blessing that is to find that. But that wasn't just because of step two. That's been a gradual relationship of learning, a process. And what a beautiful relationship that continues to be established in my life. But I didn't have a sense of purpose coming into OA, and that was what the steps really helped me do, to establish a sense of purpose and who do I want to be? Because I was really scattered all around. I was able to, the steps were able to help me focus on who I really wanted to be and what was my life goals, and all of those things I could work through the steps. And what a blessing that is. And to be able to say no to people, because the people pleaser in me wanted to say yes to everything. And then I would, you know, go back to the food and, you know, and do that escape and do that. I was like, oh, I've been pleasing everybody all day long, and now let me please myself with the food. I'm so grateful I don't have to do that today. And that's who I was before. So, when I went through the steps and through step four and learned my behaviors and my defects and the things that I did to cope, I was able to share them with my sponsor, and to really look at step six and seven, which were life changing to me. You know, the big book has, you know, one paragraph for step six, but it was huge for me because I really had to look at that. So when I went through the OA, books and as far as the writings and all of that, I really had to take time with step six and to say, hey, who am I going to be if I let go of these defects? Who am I going to be? And that scared the crap out of me. Am I really willing to let them go? Am I really willing to let God change me? And I really looked at that and I said, you know what, that's what I want. I don't want to be the person that I was. And I wanted my higher power, who I choose to call God. I wanted him to change me. And then I was like, who am I going to be? You know, all of these defects, if God removes these in step seven, who am I going to be? And that was the blessing that came back to me, is like, there's a clean slate. You can be whoever it is that God wants me to be and seek God's will. And that's the purpose in my life today, is to really do that. So, you know, I have a lot of wonderful gifts that God's given me, and I really limited myself in the past, you know, and now I can say the set aside prayer and to really just let things go and let God in, you know, because I used to limit not only myself, but also what I believe God could do for me, you know, and to who God was, who my higher power was. And now I can let all that go, you know, and anything is possible with God. Anything is possible with my higher power. So I'm so grateful for that. I am today. I have courage to do new things. You know, I joined a choir, with my youngest when I was several years ago, something I would have never have done. I'm an ultra runner. So I run long distances. I run races, which are over 100 miles or more. And I bring my higher power with me and I run with God and I have a running meditation that I do with God and I rely on him to get me through these things. So it's amazing what my life is now compared to what it was like before. And I would not choose food over this life in any way. So I, you know, one day at a time, and that's all that I need, to just, you know, rely on God, stay abstinent, do the footwork. And just so blessed for my life today. So thanks for letting me share.